Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made.
Hello, everyone. God bless you. This is Susan Puzio, and I want to welcome you to the Prophetic News Radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And we come to you every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio with our radio broadcast, and we will also be broadcasting on Monday evening on the Prophecy Zone Network. We will have a one-hour program, and my guest will be Kevin Oliver of Not Your Typical Negro on YouTube. Kevin has about a million visitors that have viewed his YouTube videos, which are very, very informative. He discusses the end times, the church in the end times, as far as how we have been, for the most part, many of the church has been deceived by false prophets and false teachers, false doctrines, and we want to expose these false doctrines and false teachers because it is very dangerous to your walk with the Lord if you're not rooted and grounded in God's word. Of course, everyone that is a believer has a Bible, and you are responsible for reading it. You are responsible for holding your pastor or whoever you listen to on the radio or TV accountable to rightly divide the Word of God and to present the truth. And if they are not preaching the truth and they start getting off into heresy and into false doctrines, weird doctrines, then you need to pick up your family and pick up yourself and leave and run for your life. Because we see that there's just so much deception. If you look at what I call so-called Christian television, for the most part, you see all these, what I like to say also is gospel pimps, because they've sold themselves out for fame and fortune. They sold themselves out for FaceTime on many of the stations such as TBN, Daystar Network, the Inspiration Network, who is owned by the Cirillo family, TCT Network, CTN Network, which is a local network in our area. But you can see that if you follow the money trail, and the Bible says that you'll know a false prophet or you'll know a false teacher by their fruit. So you can follow the fruit. If they have sold themselves out to appear on these so-called telethons where they tell you that you could donate $100 or donate $1,000 and God will answer all your prayers, and you can have financial prosperity, you can have debt cancellation and all the rest of it. Well, it's all a lie. It's not true. You don't have to pay God off for anything. You don't have to take your money and hold it up in the air and pray a prayer over it. God's not interested in your money. He doesn't need any money. You're the one that needs money. And the best way to get money is to get a job, and don't buy things that you can't afford. That's how most people get into trouble, is they start getting into credit card debt, or they have a car they can't afford or a house they can't afford, and then they're in trouble. So I'm not saying God can't get you out of it. He most certainly can. But most of our financial problems are our fault, and then these TV preachers prey on your dilemma, and they tell you to send in a Passover offering, a resurrection seed offering. They have all kinds of gimmicks that they use instead of telling you just to give from your heart because you want to bless somebody else. And remember what the Apostle Paul said. He said it is more blessed to give than to receive, so that should be our attitude. But you see that we're starting to see a tremendous house cleaning because the Bible says judgment begins in the house of God. So we're seeing judgment. We're going to see many more famous people fall. They're going to be found out, just like Eddie Long. And I will tell you my opinion. I don't even think Eddie Long is saved. I saw, and I wish I would have written down the comment he made a few years ago. I didn't know that much about Eddie Long, and I happened to tune in one day when he was on TV. And he said something that was so bizarre. I said to myself, this guy can't even be born again. Who is this guy? Some of the quotes are just so far out. He dresses in a funny costume. When somebody starts dressing like a Catholic priest, well, that's another sign that something is wrong. We're not supposed to separate ourselves from the brethren. We are not supposed to put ourselves above people. Everybody's the same in the body of Christ. The person who's in charge is Jesus. We submit to Jesus. We don't submit to human beings in the sense that we follow them blindly and anything they say, and you can't ever question anything. If you can't ever question your pastor or whoever, you know, me included, if people can't ask me a question, then there's something wrong there. Eddie Long put himself up there. He started dressing funny, and he got a title, and then he started doing the pimping for money. And, you know, the Bible says that it's very difficult for somebody that's rich to enter into the kingdom of heaven because you get ensnared. Some of us know how that is. It's, you know, because we're tempted all the time. So are we going to allow ourselves to sell out the Lord Jesus Christ because we want to be famous, we want to be rich? I don't know all the evidence that they have yet against Eddie Long, but I imagine that the attorneys, now there are four young men that have come forth with the same story. So my feeling is probably true. There's people around him that have known about this. It's very odd for a grown man to be taking young teenage boys on trips overseas. The passports were stamped. The evidence is there that these young men did accompany Eddie Long on trips. Whether or not they stayed in hotels together, that remains to be seen. The evidence will come forth. He can deny it all he wants, but it's God. I mean, you know, God is doing this to Eddie Long for his own good, because maybe he'll get saved, because I don't think he's born again. I don't. I can't imagine anyone that really knows the Lord Jesus Christ selling themselves out the way Eddie Long sold himself out, and some of the bizarre things that he teaches. I can recommend one website. There's a brother there on a website called I'm Speaking Truth, and he was a member of Eddie Long's church. And he's got quite a good testimony about some of the conferences he attended and some of the things that went on. For instance, I think he brought in somebody by the name of Darren Cloud, I think his name was, and they call him the cussing preacher, and he comes in and he starts, this is a men's conference, and he starts cussing at all the men there and calling them the black men anyway. He was calling them a name that shouldn't be called, and basically just insulting these people. And this brother from I'm Speaking Truth, he said the thing that got him was nobody got up and walked out. They just sat there and just took it. And it was weird. It just starts getting very strange. It's kind of like a Jim Jones thing. When these men become so powerful and you're not allowed to question them, you just follow them blindly. You see them on TV, and because they're on TV and they have big exposure, they have a big church, people accept them. Well, you have to see what kind of gospel they're preaching, because as far as I'm concerned, that outfit over there, New Birth, it's a cult. It's just become a cult. And there is a cult leader. And what happens with cult leaders is they usually get into some kind of bizarre sexual sin. And it not only involves men and women, for a man, it not only involves women, it then involves men. It was the same thing with Jim Jones. He wasn't particular. He just became so perverted. And that's usually what happens, because they get this thing where they think they're invincible and they can just do anything and they're not going to be found out. And even then, even when they're found out, what do? They don't admit it. They blame the people that are accusing them, because now they're saying, well, this one young man broke into the church. So then they're going to start attacking the character of these young men. Well, as far as I'm concerned, these men, these young men, they're teenagers. They don't have wisdom. So when somebody's offering them jewelry and cars and homes, which he did, he bought some of these young men cars. Like, why do you just, a pastor, just start buying young men in the church cars, and you put them up in a house rent-free, and then you put them on staff, and then you're taking them on vacations and on trips with you? None of that makes any sense. I mean, he should be taking his wife on trips and his children, not some young teenage men from the church. So it's all very bizarre, and we're going to see what's going to happen in the next few weeks. And I can tell you that it's not going to be pretty, because when God starts exposing you, and he said that he will, he said that your sin will find you out, God gives you space to repent. And I'm sure there was many times that the Lord dealt with Eddie Long to get him to repent and change his ways, and he just wouldn't do it. This is what happens then. Your name is on CNN, and your name is basically ruined, because now his name is ruined. No matter what happens, if he's found guilty or not guilty, his name is ruined. And it's hard to get your name back and to get your credibility back. That is very difficult to get back. But anyway, the chat room is open. If some of you want to chat. I see quite a few people in the chat room, but I don't see any comments. I don't know if my chat room is working, but if you would like to comment, also the phone line is open. If you'd like to call in, it's 914-338-1638. Also, I have a video that I did on YouTube. It's a video. My channel on YouTube is Jonah T for Tom 48, and I have about five videos there, and God's really been blessing the YouTube ministry. So I put up a video about T.D. Jakes and Eddie Long, and there's some information on there if you'd like to go. I know that Kevin Oliver from Not Your Typical Negro had put up some information, too, on the Eddie Long scandal. So there's so many things breaking in the news about this scandal. I also think it's very odd that Eddie Long was sending these photographs of himself in his gym shorts or whatever. You know, I mean, even if you look at these pictures and you think, why is this pastor sending pictures of himself to these young men? There has to be a reason. It wasn't, I mean, I usually don't get pictures of any pastors that I know wearing tight shirts and tight shorts in their bathroom. So it's like, don't, you know, all these people in his church want to defend him, and they're upset, and he's denying all this, but just for one reason, you know, for 1 minute, just think about it. Why? I mean, if your pastor sent you those kind of pictures, what would you think of him? I would think, like, I think my pastor's losing it, sending me, you know, sending me these funny pictures. Oh, okay. All right, I do see some of your comments here in the chat room. Okay, there's someone here that says they attend New Birth. His name is not ruined over allegation. Okay, I just want to ask the person who attends New Birth, what do you think of your pastor sending pictures of himself in a bathroom with this hat on and these tight shirt and tight shorts, and it's kind of like a funny posture, and he's sending these pictures to young men? I mean, no, they weren't photoshopped. No, they weren't photoshopped. No. No, they weren't photoshopped. No, they weren't. No, they weren't photoshopped. No. Anyway, I also see your comments about the phone records. Well, they're going to get the phone records. Yeah, they're going to get the phone records because phone records are there. You can't delete phone records. Thank you, all, honey. The pictures are inappropriate. Yes, yes, they're inappropriate. Right. So I don't care what they say from the church. Look, he's got a big empire. He has a lot of money. There's a lot of money involved here. He's going to try to fight for his reputation. He's going to deny the allegations, but the evidence will come forth. I doubt seriously that, this is how I look at it, I doubt seriously that this law firm in Atlanta, it's a big law firm, it's a reputable law firm that took the cases of the four young men, there's now four. I expect many more to start coming forward because there's many more of these young men. Now, this is, I mean, I could be wrong. I'm not saying 100% right, but this is just how I see it. I think there's going to be a lot more young men coming forth, and these attorneys that represent these young men have evidence that you haven't seen yet. They did not just get up one day and say, okay, there was two people that originally brought forth the charges, and then they were denying it and trying to badmouth these young men. So, but I doubt seriously that that attorney got up in the morning and these people came over to her and she said, okay, yeah, I believe your story, so let's file this lawsuit against this very powerful man, Eddie Long. No, they have proof. They have proof. They have evidence. They have a lot more than they're saying. And I expect that there will be a trial. I don't expect that this case will be settled. I think that they will go ahead with a trial, and the evidence will come out. So it would be better, in my opinion, if Eddie Long would just repent and come clean, because if I was his wife, I would be a little upset that he was traveling with these young men. I don't know what the people, his staff, or what the other people around thought of it, but it is very inappropriate for a married pastor to be traveling with teenage boys. That's weird in itself. So his wife should be traveling with him. Why she wasn't there on these trips, I don't know. But also, what pastor rents houses for these young boys and buys them expensive cars and jewelry? Look, the whole thing is weird. It's weird. It's just weird. There's some evidence also. I mean, if some of the things that you see, I see a caller. I'm going to take this call. Anyway, let's put the caller on the air. Hi. Caller?
Hey, how you doing? Hello, how are you?
Good. So what's your comment today?
Well, politely, I'll say this. It appears that some of the statements, respectfully, that you're making, you've already convicted the person without any paper trail. And the reason I say that is all this can be alleged the same way they did with Blagojevich, whatever his name. You recall they had an overwhelming tsunami of evidence back then with that individual, too. Second thing regarding the pictures. Sadly, a lot of people have, and you can research this, it's a psychological thing. A lot of men have what they call an Adonis complex. This isn't to excuse this individual. This is just to suggest to you that there could be a different thing going on. When taking pictures of yourself, a lot of men have an Adonis complex. They work out. They try to do things to make themselves look good. That's why you have this spray on
he looks good. Obviously, he looks good, and he knows it. But
are you going to take pictures of yourself
and send pictures like this to, if you were the pastor, to send pictures like this to young men in your church? No. I mean, a normal Bible-believing
Christian can you prove that it was actually
sent
to the young man?
Doesn't do that.
Can you prove that it was sent to the young man is the question on the table, I say, to everybody involved.
Well, the attorney.
Or have a passion for this case.
Look, you know what? I'll say this, okay? I could be wrong, but I'm just saying probably not, because the attorneys that took the case are – well-known attorneys, they're not just going to take a case on hearsay. They have evidence.
So was the Blagojevich, right? They were well-known attorneys.
Yeah, but Blagojevich isn't a preacher. We're talking about
well,
church.
Well,
we're not talking about politics
case,
right now.
Yeah,
no,
respectfully, you're making the case that
in politics, people try to do things to each other. This is different. This is God. I mean, this is God exposing Eddie Long.
But you're talking about the lawyers just now. You were
what
talking
I'm
about
saying
the
is
lawyers.
This, though. See, those attorneys that represent these young men have evidence.
Uh-huh.
They are not going
yes,
to
ma'am.
Go after Eddie Long and risk losing their law license, risk a multi-million dollar lawsuit. Do you think that if they didn't have evidence, Eddie Long couldn't sue them for everything they're worth and put this law firm out of business? They're not just going
to
because
there's nothing in the law that says you can go after a lawyer. You can make any civil suit you want to. You'll be going against the individual, not against the lawyer. And your point, respectfully, about the lawyers themselves and their reputation, the only reason I brought up Blagojevich was not because of politics, was because you made the comment about lawyers. Those lawyers were reputable as well. Those lawyers put up a tsunami of evidence as well. All I'm suggesting to you, just a suggestion, is that for right now at this moment, there's no connection to the pictures actually going to the person because the computer was stolen 3 days prior to the first
paperwork being drawn. Yeah, but the pictures
didn't
come from the computer. They came from the cell phones.
Okay, that's what I
understand, unless I read it wrong. No, the pictures didn't come from his computer. They came from the cell phones. See, and they have
the
cell phone records, and they also have some text messages.
Okay.
You know, it's going to come out. Look, I hope deep down in my heart, you know, he has children. I feel sorry for his four children. He has a wife. He's got a congregation that he's responsible for. But I really do believe that it is God doing this. I believe that when we put ourselves out there as ministers of the Lord Jesus Christ and we're preaching the gospel, it's an awesome responsibility. And Eddie Long has been preaching false doctrine and heresy for a long time. And I believe it's a house cleaning. I believe that you're going to see some other things in the coming weeks about some other ministries that are going to be quite shocking, because there is a house cleaning going on. And I hope with all my heart that he repents. I'm praying for him. I have nothing but compassion for him and his children and his wife in that congregation there, because it is devastating. This is devastating.
What if, just like the Milojevic case, what if we go through all this? I agree with you, there may be a house cleaning going on. That's for God to determine. But what if, like Milojevic, we go through this whole thing, and then you come to find out week by week, wait a minute, they really don't have any direct phone evidence. He sent a text first, but there was never a picture text sent. What if we
yeah,
go
but he
all
was taking,
this?
There's evidence
wait,
he took these young men on trips.
I was about to
there's
get
evidence
that,
that he bought them cars. There's evidence he rented them houses.
I was about to get to that point. What if
yeah.
we go through all this and you found out that the Longfellows, he actually went on a trip with a bunch of boys? What if you find out through all this you actually, the home that you're talking about was actually something that was a, not so much of a group setting, but he and two other boys had? What if you go through all this and you, will you then put on the show and say, you know what?
Oh, absolutely. If I'm wrong, yes, I will absolutely put on another program and I will correct everything I've said. But I just see it this way. I mm-hmm. see Eddie Long as a false teacher. I've seen some of the things he's done. For instance, he calls the word of God sperm, and he makes sexual innuendos about God's word. You can see the video on YouTube. You see him on TBN telling people if they don't send money, they're not going to be blessed. And he manipulates, and he takes the scriptures, and he twists it. So there's only one thing left that God can do, and that's for God to take people like this down. We saw it happen in the 80s. We saw a big house cleaning go on where preachers were exposed. And
that's
what we're seeing now. You know, we're seeing that. And it's a good thing for the church. It's a good thing for the church.
It is. With respect to the word, do you know what a zero is?
The what?
Do you know what zero is?
No.
Okay. Just FYI, when the word sperm, so on and so forth, that's an old Aramaic word of zero.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with God's word.
When you don't know what zero is, then
I've done a word study on seed because I'm very well versed in seed faith, and I never saw anything that had anything. God's word is His word.
Yeah, I understand, but the word zero
I know what you
is
mean.
In.
I'll check it out.
Yeah. I just didn't want you to.
But no, I mean, that's inappropriate. Okay, I mean, if he wants to talk like that to his buddies, but to get up in a pulpit and talk like that, nah, You know, there's children sitting there, there's women sitting there. It's just inappropriate.
So the word.
You know, this
zero?
Is a short
okay,
program,
I,
but
I'm
anyway,
not...
Monday.
Okay.
I'm just about to close out here, but I appreciate your call. Please call me back. Look,
thank
if
you,
I'm
Quinn.
Wrong, I'll repent and you know I'll do it. But I think there's something there, and I think we're going to find out. But Monday night
we have a program with
Kevin Oliver on the Prophecy Zone Network, and that'll be at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you go over to the Prophecy Zone Network, we will have an hour discussion. On false teachers, and we'll also be discussing the Eddie Long. I see your comments. I see he has a 25,000-member church. That doesn't mean anything, you know. He's mentored thousands of young men. Well, yeah, but I also know some of the ways. I mean, mentoring, first of all, there's no such scripture as mentoring because it's a New Age term. We disciple people. That's the correct thing that we do. We don't mentor people because it has something to do with mythology. It has nothing to do with the gospel. But I'll tell you what, we're going to continue to talk about this. I think that God wants to get a message across to his people, too. I want to thank the caller also. Thank you very much for your comments. But let's pray. I am praying for Eddie Long. Look, I hope that he repents. I hope if he did do anything, he comes clean and cries out to God for mercy. And I hope he changes, you know. We need to pray for his wife and his children because I'm sure they're devastated. Look, these kids have to live with this, and it's not easy. I feel sorry for his wife today. I'm sure she's hurting. I'm sure the church is hurting. But let's just try to look at this with a clear mind. And, you know, if it's true, then he needs to change. Okay? Okay. Anyway, God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in today. And I want to thank everyone for coming into the chat room. Thank you. We'll be talking about this more. I appreciate your comments and your suggestions. God bless you. Give your life to Jesus today. You can't go wrong.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.